This video is brought to you by
Zafrillus. 100%
Zafrillus.
Florida natural water.
Spring water.
Florida's known to have shitty tap water, so Zafrillus comes in handy. This is also brought to you by Barry's Note Cards. Perfect for you to read the script of a sponsor. Barry's Note Cards. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Someone told me once that spring water is way better than purified water. I said it just tastes better. And I think I might have to agree with them on that.
And what do you mean by purified?
Yeah, like if you go to the store and go to the water bottles, like some water is purified. I think Dasani, I think they're purified water. And then like Poland Springs or this water, it's
spring water. I heard Poland Springs wasn't even spring water though.
Really?
I heard that was just like that was just a name, and then it was actually just purified like tap.
No shit. Well, yeah, there's a difference though between purified and spring water.
Mm.
But
I mean, I know they sell at the Publix. They do sell
purified. Yeah, that's the one with the blue cap, right?
Something like
that. The 90 cents.
I think they're all 90 cents, but I know one of them I use for like my contacts. That's like distilled.
Mm. Distilled. That's like
No minerals.
I thought distilled was you didn't. They didn't really like touch it. You have to like boil it.
No, that's it was boiled. Distilled, like it's boiled and it's all. It's pretty much just
pure. It killed off all the bacteria.
Yeah, there's nothing in it. There's no minerals. There's because they say that there's like the goods and bads of spring water of water is like, because spring water is good because it has like minerals stuff like that. But it's not pure water.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then that's what would be distilled water would be just no minerals, no nothing. There's zero taste to it. It's just pure, just nothing. No nutritional value. No, what is it?
Right, nutrients like fluoride or any garbage.
Yeah, there's no minerals in it.
Right.
Well, I think that's like one of the main differences. But here we go, baby!
I don't know. I like spring water.
Spring water's good.
I think spring water is the way to go. I'm just going to take a sip of spring water now. Out of this giant gallon.
If you're not waking up in the morning drinking a fucking gallon of water a day, you're losing.
Really, though?
Like, in the morning, you got to drink a full, full 3.79 liters of water.
Just don't put it
upon
down.
Upon waking in one chug.
Yeah, you'd probably puke.
Yeah, and then that's your water for the day now. You just get a full cleanse out, throw everything back up, and then the water you throw up is what you take back down.
You're just going to be pissing all day.
Yeah.
Full bladder, 24/7.
But yeah, you have to start your day with a gallon of water and a dozen eggs. Every single morning, consistent, consistent, consistent. That's how you get it done.
It's absolutely insane.
I'm pretty sure my cousin Anthony actually made a fucking, I don't know what the fuck it was, dude. It was like a skit, a comedy skit, or like some type of just funny commercial. But he's pretty much saying that he's like, it was like a Richie the V like spinoff, okay, like comedy skit. Okay. And he was like, he's like, every fucking day I wake up, I'm chugging water, full gallon, downing it. He's just like looking like the straight Guido.
Yeah.
Chiseled up though.
That's funny. But I feel like our diet's been pretty sufficient
this
past month.
And for new listeners, and really for everyone, because everyone's a new listener.
Yeah.
But we've been eating a type of meat, and it might be buffalo, ground beef, steak, duck even.
Bought some duck.
We're big fans of duck right now. And then also, we've been eating a type of rice, usually with the meat, either Spanish or white brown rice. And then usually we've been making these shakes as well to get in all those little nutrients that's hard to kind of add into a meal. So we kind of all stuff it in one shake, and we usually use spinach, yogurt, walnuts, frozen berries like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries.
Splash of Florida OJ.
Fresh Florida OJ, baby. That is so
right.
Fucking
My
fresh.
My
Tastes
goodness.
Like you're just sucking juice out of the orange. What else we popped?
I think the biggest thing is like the carrots, to be honest. Just some nice raw, just fucking
straight
carrots.
Vegetables.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's a vegetable like, that's came out of the ground gonna help them. You help your eyesight, get your vitamin A,
yeah.
Which I don't even know what the fuck it is. I don't know what vitamin A is, but
I have no idea.
I don't see it in anything else. So,
but yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is because you don't even taste it. Like,
no,
it's
like huge. For you to be getting carrots in your diet and not tasting them is a blessing.
Because I don't really care for carrots unless they're like soft and like
they're just a
maybe in a
it's
soup.
Just a nuisance. I feel like it's just a pain in the ass to like eat a full, hard, snappy carrot when you can just drink a cup of juice.
Some delicious juice. I think the best thing is the chocolate protein powder and then the berries.
Mm.
That mix is real good. Or with the banana.
Just like a raspberry
like
chocolate.
Yeah, it's like a dessert almost,
yeah.
You know? You turn it into a very, very healthy dessert.
Yeah, but I mean, this diet, man, I like it. I think if we stay consistent with it, we got some...
We've been incorporating a lot of running, a lot of push-ups, a lot of body weight workouts.
Lots of body weight, but I feel like this is a good it's a good primer before you start hitting weights.
Absolutely.
Because we do need to hit some weights very soon. But this is a good kind of way to get the blood moving, get the body pumping,
nice
get
primer.
Those fucking muscles turned the fuck back on before you start bashing them with some fucking big ass.
So we're painting a house and we're just hitting the primer right now. Mm. Yeah. We're going.
Which is necessary, because usually people try to make that big step, you know?
You get overwhelmed.
I want a PR today on my fucking squat. Let's go, my bench, let's fucking go all out on bench, first day back in a year.
Yeah.
Go all out on the bench.
Some stupid shit. Well, yeah, I think we made pretty good progress. I feel a lot more conditioned, too,
That's
as whole as a person, I feel just so much
healthier human being.
Yeah, so much healthier.
Mm. That is a fucking must, dude.
And you really
That's
can't beat that
one.
Feeling. Yeah.
Just clear all that shit up. Get yourself a clean slate to think. A healthy place to think.
Yeah, healthy body, healthy mind.
Yeah. And it's true. The more shitty you are, the more shitty you think.
You are what you think. It's
and you
simple.
Are what you eat.
It's simple.
And if you're eating fucking dog shit, you're going to think like dog shit. You're going to look like dog shit. You're
exactly.
going to be dog shit.
You're
and no one's going
like
to want to be
shit.
Around you. No one's going to want to buy from you. No one's going to want to fucking be in a relationship with you. No one's
That's
ever going to want to do anything with you. So.
That's it.
It starts with a diet. Treat yourself right. Take care of yourself.
It's real. Everyone knows it.
But no one wants to perform on it.
Yeah.
I mean, because like we said in this store, it's so easy to grab the thing that you can eat right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we're buying things that you need to cook. You have to fucking put together.
Right.
It's not just like, right now and it tastes amazing.
But the thing that people don't get, and I mean, I was like this too, like fucking maybe a year ago. It's just, once you get in that consistent routine, it's like, okay, you got to cook this, you got to do this at this time, this and that. It's just a part of your life, and it's like not as big of a deal as you thought it was.
Yeah. You kind of adjust to the reality of it.
And then you realize, oh, I'm getting all these nutrients. I feel way better.
And I'm performing better than I was when I was being lazy and not doing this
shit. And they could go for anything, really, that benefits you. It's going to be like, fuck, like I got to do this.
And that's what I mean. If you condition yourself to do it, then
just
you don't
second
say
nature.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's only a problem if you make it one.
Exactly.
I mean, because even if, like, we've been doing a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of fucking, you know?
It doesn't take that much time, but it's...
That's what I mean, though. It really doesn't.
But you still, like, once you cook, then you have to do the dishes. You have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just clean
Things
up.
Things add on to it, but...
Yeah.
It's always cheaper than going out and getting food.
Yeah.
I promise everyone that.
And it's cheaper than buying, like, a box of Pop-Tarts and killing that box, like, that
yeah.
day. Rather than buying, like, a bulk of rice or a bulk of meat and breaking
right.
it down over the course of 2 months.
Exactly.
I mean, you're just saving so much more money in the long term.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal for people.
Really
people actually started to realize that what they're... It's like...
You're not breaking the bank doing it, either.
That's what I mean. It's like, people's biggest problem is they're unhealthy and they don't have much wealth. And one of the main things you can do is start take care of yourself, and then if you really just focus on the diet, then your money will also go up with
Yeah.
it, because you're not buying like a fuck ton of garbage that goes in 2 days.
You're not eating out.
That Simply Lemonade goes in 3 days.
I think
It's
eating
not
out, I honestly think is the biggest one.
even. Yeah.
Because you're getting a meal for, let's say on average, $10. $10 to $15.
And it's never 10 to 15. It's always like 23. It's
The
always $23 usually.
meal is 10 to 15, and then plus your drink, maybe you get a fucking beer with it or something, you know, another $3 on there, plus the taxes, plus the tip. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean.
So you're spending a lot of money,
And
which,
plus how you got there and shit like
right,
that.
you can spend that money in food that lasts a week. And all it takes is a few minutes to cook it.
Yeah. But dude, it's right now.
Yeah.
Just I can eat it right now, be cooked for me, be ready my food, and it's a juicy burger with fries
Tastes
and a cold
delicious.
beer and go,
Tastes
man.
delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah. Which
But
is
it's like,
fine. You can go out and eat.
would you rather
Just don't
have
do it every day.
yeah, would you rather have like stimulation right now, or would you be happy later that you're fucking not in the hole?
Yeah, not down $50.
Yeah.
And
And
then
then
you're
in the
trying to.
long run, it's like if you're doing that 3 dates a week, it's like $70 a week
All right.
on top of everything else that you're probably doing wrong.
Exactly. $70 a week, that's what, 200 something
A month
a month.
on top of all the
It's like a
gas that you'd
car
have to
payment.
do, or the Ubers that you gotta do, or the
It's like a car
fucking,
payment right there.
and I guarantee there's a Netflix, a Hulu in there, and you start adding all these things,
Your shit adds up quick.
and then you're just
And that's just
underwater.
me personally, like money wise is I went out to eat maybe what, 2 3 times since I've been here. And that's compared, I used to eat out almost every
All the
fucking
time.
day.
When I was up there, I went out
You
every
know?
night, every day,
So it's like
twice a day.
I'm just saving so much money off of that. I thought I had about $700 on my card. It ends up being $500 more.
Mainly because you haven't eaten
I
out
haven't
as
ate
much.
out. I swear that's $500 I saved right there.
Yeah.
Because if I ate out every day or whatever, would have been around 700. Because that's what I was assuming. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I have $500 more than I thought, and that's huge right now, as my financial
I mean, yeah, when you're this young, and
predicament.
then most people, it's like they are this early in the process for a long time. They never get out of
Yeah.
this part. You know what I
Exactly.
mean? So that's why it's good to let people know that, you know.
Absolutely. Makes a difference.
It's like even it's like 'cause some people it's like, "Oh, I'm like $500." Like people think like, "Oh, $500 is not that much." But like to us right now it is.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be all the time, but just in this moment right now, $500 is
Exactly, and that's how
it's a
people.
price.
That's how you gotta look at it, is look
Yeah.
at it in your
It's
actual
my
real
reality.
situation with, and from an outside perspective. If you were looking at outside perspectives and looked at the expenses this person has, and then you saw it and like, yeah, he can probably use an extra few
Anyone could.
hundred right now.
Anyone can use an extra
Yeah.
500. Anyone on this world could.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
I fucking can.
Hell yeah. I mean,
Shit,
you could
bro.
get a lot with 500. You can make a lot of things happen with $500.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter what position you're in.
No.
You could be in our spot, you could be in fucking.
You can do whatever with it.
Exactly.
But.
So what about that do re mi shit, huh? What the fuck's up with that bullshit? Jesus Christ.
So if you're
Fucking A.
if you listen to this, do you remember in a music class in probably elementary school where it was do re mi fa sol la ti do? Because we were kind of talking about this earlier. Does every school teach that? Is that like a nationwide like curriculum? Or is that just what we were taught when we were younger?
I think it's the universal.
Just pitch?
The universal is in the world's
Yeah. To figure out tone.
practice for tone. I think people use that in speech
Because it's pretty
class to
simple.
learn speech because it's the vowels
Yeah.
do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, or fa. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's simple and it's easy to understand and remember. And I think that's why they teach younger kids that. But I don't know. I feel
It's
like
weird
if
that
I
they
walk
teach
down the
music.
street, people
You
might
wouldn't
not
know.
know what that is.
I mean, I feel like they would, but they're just gonna
It's
be so confused
experiment.
that you approached them and said that
Yeah, right?
they'll
They
just
just give
say
you
like,
that
"What?"
look.
Because if someone came up to this guy? Some random dude came up to me and said, "Do you know Do Ra Mi Fa Sol La Ti?" I'd be like, "What?" Yeah. I'm like, "Get the hell out of here."
Yeah.
Nah, honestly, I'd be like, "Yeah, I definitely know that." Like, you want to sing it with me?
Yeah, let's sing along.
Sing it with me.
But I feel like we should do a little experiment.
Go around interview?
Yeah.
All right, let's fucking jump into the on the streets.
I don't think right now would be a good time, but...
Bring this video to the streets, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
That's how it would go, though.
Yeah, right?
That's how you vlog, right? We're vlogging! We're vlogging! Let's go walk the street! Come on, come on, come on! Let's go!
It's like, wow, we're actually doing a significant amount of running, actually. Just vloggers with a ton of energy.
Right? It's like, calm the fuck down. Jesus. Giving people the wrong idea. Not everyone's supposed to feel
like I feel that. Like those are usually the people that are in, like, L.A. or something. Like, yeah. Big L.A. city, you know.
You start, once you go to the cities, you start seeing, like, more, like, vloggers type people.
Yeah.
Even just around here, I seen some dude who got, like, his nice-ass camera. He's like, oh, yo, what's good, whatever.
I like to see that, though.
It's good.
I do.
Because then it's like, I'll make an appearance. Yeah. Fuck it. Let me hop on the vlog. I'll say what up.
Follow my shit.
Right? Let's, you know, do a little networking. I'll spit out some wisdom and we'll fucking call it a day.
That's what I kind of want to visit LA. Because I'm real curious just the energy. Because everyone says there's a specific energy LA brings. And I want to know what that is. I mean, I kind of have an idea, but I want to experience it.
Yeah, dude. I do too. And I haven't broke the East Coast. I haven't been off the East Coast yet.
Me either.
And it's like, it's a must for me to explore. Because, I mean, even just from down here, you can't just limit it. So it's like, I remember when we first went to Miami when fucking we were 18, whatever. Which we'll get into that story another time.
Yeah, it's a whole...
We might actually hit that at the end of the show. We might just throw that in, maybe. But as soon as that happened, it gave me... Just a different, like, it just gave me an experience that I said to myself, like, I don't need to live kind of like a boring lifestyle.
It's a realization.
Yeah, it gave me a broader perspective on how to approach what I want to be doing in life.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, like, wow, like, it's really exciting, high energy. And they want to make it look like that, but it also kind of gives you, like, that... Like, you could do a lot more rather than, like, if you just thought, like, about where we lived, you just think, like, oh, just small, you know, go to work, do your thing, go home, hang out, do that, don't try too much, just do your thing. Like, yeah, that's literally exactly how it felt when you're just in that area.
Yeah.
It feels like, because you don't even want to do any of that other
shit. That's why people from, specifically just because I know people from Utica, upstate New York, they need to travel. Because then you get that realization that, oh, shit, like... I've been living a fucking strange life this whole time. Exactly. Like, I'm not living like a normal person.
And it takes, sometimes it takes that. It takes the environment, an environment change to make you understand that, like, there's more.
And that's half the reason why I went away to school. I was like, I need to get out of Utica. If this is the only way I know how to do it, then I'm going to do it this way.
So the way you grow, dude. You're not going to grow in the same environment. Exactly. Because you're so comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
And our last episode was fucking named Uncomfort is King.
Really, though.
And that's really what it comes down to, man. It's like, when you're just so comfortable in an area, you're just not ever going to evolve.
It really fucks you.
Yeah, you're just going to just...
Mostly because people don't understand that whole concept to begin with.
The environment being uncomfortable. I mean, because, dude, it's like... It's hard to understand it because it's like... That's just what you tell yourself. If you're running outside in the cold, you just tell yourself, yeah, you probably get inside, like, get warm, get dry.
Yeah.
And it's normal. Like, yeah, you probably should. But if you, it's like, that comes down to situational awareness and being able to look at your life from an outside perspective. Right.
And I feel like people that are super comfortable don't know situational awareness.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're not even thinking remotely close to that.
They're not looking at their life from a different point of view. Because I feel like that's how you gotta look at it. Like, look at your life like if you were someone else looking at your life.
Yeah.
Like, what, are you impressed? Are you, like, what's, and I'm not saying that you should be thinking about what other people are thinking, but you thinking like that might give you a better idea on what maybe you should be doing or not be doing or should be
trying.
Yeah,
then you have to get real with yourself and understand where am I at right now and where do I want to be? What must I do to get where I want to be? Those are three huge questions you need to ask yourself.
And those are, and it's hard to ask yourself those questions.
Oh, yeah, they're probably the toughest questions to answer.
It exposes a lot, and there's a lot of, they've, over time, they've built excuses, roadblocks over the way that make it harder to expose it later on. And right now, it is later on, because we have pushed it. And I'm like, luckily, it's like we've exposed this kind of early.
Pretty early, but when this, me,
yeah, very early. And it's like, some people, they don't expose this till way later on, and then they have way more problems.
Exactly.
It's like, well, now it's like, it's a deeper hole. I've been telling everyone that knows me, kind of has an idea that I'm already going this way.
Right.
Like, I can't fucking like lie and go that way now.
That even goes down to people care too much about what other people think.
Yeah, but it's kind of, in that way, it's kind of normal. Like, if you were living a life and people thought, like, oh, you're doing well, you're doing good, like, everything's going well for you. Mm-hmm. But that's like, that's lying to yourself. Because people think you're doing well, and then, like, so you're getting good, you know what I mean? You're getting good talk, you're getting good, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But deep down, it's like you're not doing what you want to be doing. And then you know that you doing that is going to...
Self-sabotage.
Exactly.
But Everyone does it multiple times.
But it's kind of like a double thing, because some people, they would rather have people suck up to them, and then them not really... And then, like, lie to themselves and have people suck up to them, than tell the truth and have people walk away.
You lost me on that one.
So it's like, I can BS you and have you like want to be my friend type shit.
Right.
Or I can tell you the truth and then you just don't want to be around me.
Okay, yeah.
But like, I would rather lie so that stay around me and I'll just kind of deal with that demon on my inside.
That's how people do it. Mm-hmm. It's too common.
And it's like, it's not even like they don't want to do the truth, just they would rather have the acceptance over that.
And they're used to that and comfortable with that, and therefore that's just the lifestyle they live.
And dude,
it comes down to
having friends like this, though. Like, having people you can talk to, like,
having
this.
The balls to just say it, too.
Exactly.
Just put it out there, because that alone will make you feel 5 million times better.
Dude, and yeah, it does make you feel like, get you out of your head.
Yes.
It doesn't make you think so much and think that, like, what is, like, am I doing the wrong thing? Am I doing something that's too crazy? Am I wasting time? Am I just risking it all? Like,
that's why journaling is good, too. It's like, sometimes, you know, you just journal it out and you can figure it out on your own.
That's what I mean. At least put it down so it's not that nuts.
Exactly. You need to clear your mind. You constantly need to clear your mind. It's almost like a maintenance.
And dude, it's almost like these are good videos, because it's, you got to expose this.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have, because there's someone, like even when we were, couple years ago, it's like someone had to bring this a little bit of something up for us to be like, you know what, this is kind of normal and I should do this.
Yeah.
And that's why I'd say I like to have, like, Jimmy as an example, like those type of kids, like, because we usually do talk to them, like, straight up anyway.
Yeah.
And we usually want the best, and they know that, you know, we're good role models for them, so we tell them, like, what the fuck is good.
Hell yeah.
And like, we're not afraid to, like, say anything to them. Like, I'm just gonna tell them straight up, the crazier, the wackier, the better. You know, so it's like, but it's like, you must have people like that that are not even just talking about it, but encouraging it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, encourage that person to do that thing that's like a little off the hook, but it, you know, that's, it's gonna, and then also saying that that might be a little crazy. It's like, on that,
it's a double edged sword.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also comes down to awareness and knowing yourself and, you know, and then also, if you were in that, then if you really did know it, then you would be able to explain it to me, and I would be able to understand. You know, it'd be like,
yeah.
And then I'd be like, all right, let's fucking go. Like,
I mean, I think that's how a friendship should be. That's the definition of a friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just being truthfully honest.
Fun shit, be honest with each other, and
help each other make progress.
Have fun. You know what I mean? That's a team effort.
It is. And it's like, dude, it comes down to even just is financially. It's like, financially, it's like we can split shit and make shit easier to happen.
Absolutely.
Make shit happen.
100%.
And that always comes down to even taking two or three other people. It's like, if you got four people,
everyone's just got to play the part.
It's like, you can make $100,000. It's like, wow, it's a lot. But it's like, no, it's like, Joe, you need to make $24,000, this, whatever. And then, like, I need to make it that. And then he needs to make that. So now it's like, It's a lot more divided.
Yeah, the burden isn't on one person's shoulders.
And it's more possible. And it's more motivating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's why it's just good to put it out there and good to fucking spread that message, spread honestly, that word, spread your story.
It's good
for Salut.
The world needs it.
Salute to Zafrilis. 100% natural Florida spring water.
Yeah, I'm almost done with this gallon. I picked this up yesterday, I think. It's not bad. Honestly, I drink about 3/4 of a gallon a day.
That's probably a decent, that's probably a realistic number.
Yeah.
Because people like to just say like 1 gallon because it's easy to, you know, it's easy to say just a day that.
And I also think it depends on your size, how big you are, how much you weigh.
Yeah, if you're 260, you probably should be down in a gallon, if not more.
Yeah. Like I weighed myself today, it was 166.
And if you do a hard workout and sweat, it's definitely a gallon.
Yeah.
Because during a workout, like usually kill like
a chunk
that much. Yep. At least half a gallon of water.
Yeah, I weighed myself today. It was 166 with clothes on. But 3/4 of a gallon, not bad.
That way. No, it isn't.
I don't think a lot of people who weigh 166 are counting a gallon, unless they're smart.
But most people aren't. There's a big lack of smart people.
Smart gene.
Yeah.
Smart gene's hard to come by nowadays.
Because the dumb ones are the ones that are making babies.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are fucking getting laid right now. Not even getting laid. Those just are the ones that are
fucking.
Yeah, those are the ones that are just like, yeah, doofy, doofy nutting.
Yeah, they got the doofy face.
The doofy nut. If you guys don't remember Doofy from Scary Movie 2, I believe.
Let's pull up the picture.
Scary Movie 2.
I think it was 1.
It might. I'm not sure. I don't want to be certain, but it was one of the scary movies.
Doofy Gilmore.
Doofy Gilmore may be the funniest look, but this is how people are looking nutting in girls nowadays. And for the podcast listeners, if you're not looking like this, please just look it up on Google.
All you got to type in is Doofy. That's it. Doofy.
Doofy. If you want to get into details, it's Doofy Gilmore. And this is the face of all the people that are having kids nowadays. And then their kids are only going to look a lot worse. So I'm curious to see where we're headed in about 25 years.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah.
And that's what this might sound a little conceited, but I feel like I'm a lot smarter than the people that are younger than me.
Mm.
Like, the whole generation...
I don't know. Talk that shit.
The whole generation underneath us is pretty fucking stupid. Like, they do some ridiculous shit. Just eating Tide Pods. That alone can just be like, all right, thank God I've never done that when I was younger.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, the internet.
Just stupid shit, man.
The internet is...
Because the thing with us is we... At least we had a childhood without the internet at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't
the
really
best,
remember.
The best part.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So we didn't grow up with the internet.
And we grew up with it when it was early. So right. It wasn't like you could just fucking watch porn on Instagram.
Right.
Like, it was more like you had to type in on Google like a fucking...
We weren't exposed to everything.
Anatomy chart of a vagina.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
it was
it.
A Google image picture of a fucking diagram.
It wasn't even a real vagina.
Yeah. Now it's like you can just go on your social media page, 8 years old,
and
watch
ass
porn.
Clapping.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Like, that would be beautiful shit to jerk. Like, I was jerking off. I was jerking off to just mental images. Right. Nowadays, you can just fucking go on your page.
Yeah.
Go on a public account and get all the porn you need.
But, yeah, I think that might have something to do with it because we still had a childhood without the internet. We still had to have some type of imagination. And another thing, too, is we both have older siblings. And I think that definitely...
It's huge.
Huge. Because I learned so much from my sister that's 5 years older than me.
Yeah. Passed down knowledge. I mean, that's the that's the reason of everything. Like, the reason why people study shit is so they can study it for 80 years. Give them the information that they gave to someone that's 19 years old so that they can find out even more shit.
Right.
And that's the same thing here about sibling. Like, you want to pass on information mm-hmm. that you've learned from 6 generations up so that, really, it's like your mental age is just You just want to keep pushing the mental age of human beings, and then keeping the physical age like low.
Exactly.
You know, but that is like a huge thing, having older siblings to learn from.
Absolutely. I've definitely noticed that, because I think someone that's our age, that's the oldest sibling, I feel like their mindset is way different than ours.
Absolutely. Because
we're the baby, both of our families.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
They're kind of pussies, I think. With people in our shoes that are older siblings.
It could go either way, I guess.
Like people our age at older siblings.
That are the oldest sibling?
Yes.
I don't know. It depends. It depends on the family and shit, though.
I mean, that's another thing. It all depends. And really, yeah. Same thing with the internet. Because the internet, it's... Like, we talked about this in another podcast.
What's up, boys?
What's up?
Some chicken.